Bright suns, everybody. This is Dr. Zay for your daily nerd Devo. No spoilers, but I've really come around on the Book of Boba Fett. I'm an OG Star Wars fan, but I was never a huge Fett head. I know he tracked down Han Solo, but Vader was the one who actually caught him. And the next time we see Boba Fett, his rocket pack goes off accidentally and he crashes to his death, eliciting a literal burp. Not the smoothest moves I've ever seen. The thing about Boba Fett is he grew up out of our imagination. He shows up in the holiday special, but where did he come from? Where did he get that sick armor? It's amazing, really, to think about how the whole backstory to this bounty hunter, and the whole culture of Mandalore for that matter, grew out of this weird cartoon segment from the Star Wars special we all pretend didn't happen. What I love about the Book of Boba Fett is the way they're reorienting us to his character. Whether or not we knew him as the ruthless bounty hunter from Empire Strikes Back, or the dude who basically tripped into the Sarlacc's mouth in Return of the Jedi, the Boba Fett we're meeting now is different. The flashbacks show us what happened, what changed him, and as he steps into leadership, we're seeing him grow from a one-dimensional bad guy to a full-fledged character with interesting motivations. Now, maybe you like the direction they're taking him, and maybe you don't, but the point is, anybody can change. That's a deeply true idea. Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians and he told them, "From now on, we don't regard anyone from a human point of view." In other words, we see everyone through a spiritual lens. He says in chapter 5, verse 17, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." This is one of the most profound things about choosing to follow Jesus. We find our identity in him. We're accepted by him, and that becomes the truest thing about who we are. So much so that we look at our lives and we find we are a totally different person. Different things move us and motivate us. We're able to choose others over ourselves, all because God has done something in us. Verse 18 says, "All this is a gift from God, who reconciled us to himself." That proximity we now have to God through the reconciliation that has happened, it changes us. We're not the same. The Bible is full of stories of transformation, and these stories give us great hope. If you need hope, if you need to be transformed, Jesus can meet that need. Just ask, and you will receive. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Dr. Zay for the Daily Nerd Devo, and I've never dated a Jawa, but apparently that is a thing.